Well, happy holidays and welcome to another episode of Start Living Sustainable, where we're all about introducing and helping you introduce healthier alternatives into your life. Today, we're going to talk about how to introduce healthy alternatives into your holiday dinner, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas. This is a perfect opportunity when everyone's gathered together to introduce some new ideas and changes that you've been making or beginning to make, I hope, in your own life, and let them know why it's important to you. Of course, you love them and you want them to be healthy. And this will give them a chance to not only see, but taste the difference. So I'm going to show you how to do that successfully. How do you introduce a healthier alternative to the dinner table on Thanksgiving Day? They just might be surprised, and you may find that they love what you share with them, okay? So let's jump into today's episode. Welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. The one thing you'll learn as you start your journey to wellness is that this barrier has to be removed and broken down little by little that will actually bridge the gap between your desire to keep moving forward to your healthy self and the actions that are necessary that has to be taken to foster a newfound confidence and peace in your wellness journey. So it's a process, and I have to ask, do you crave a healthier lifestyle that's good for you and your family? Well, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to really go through your home, do an audit in a way that is more in line with your values and put things in place that will ensure a toxin and allergen-free home that will boost and improve your overall health and well-being. I've developed a plan that I'll share more about with you later that can help you reach that goal in the next 60 days. So if you're ready, connect with me and I'll leave the link below. But let's talk about Thanksgiving, because it is on Thursday and I've already gone out shopping and picked up everything that I need to prepare my Thanksgiving dinner. If you're anything like me, you'll be listening to holiday music. I have been listening to holiday music, and there's a song that I've had on repeat called Wonderful by Kane. It's a beautiful song. And when I first heard the line that says, through the joy and the laughter, you will feel the sadness because this Christmas, everyone's not with us. My sister is not with me anymore. We lost her last week, and we lost my mother last year. I was reading Psalms 56:8 that says, you have taken into account my miseries, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? I realize that God sees all. He cares about all the sadness and the tears. He wants us to know that whatever we're going through, He's taken note of it. And we can look to Him, lay our cares on Him, and not be anxious about anything, knowing that even if we can't comprehend some of the things that happen in our lives, when they happen, we know that we can trust Him and that He cares for us and He will strengthen us and give us comfort in a time of need. But many of my family's holiday traditions continue. We're not afraid to try something new. One year, I remember, I offered to host Thanksgiving dinner in my house, which meant I would cook the main thing, the turkey. Now, mind you, it was the first turkey I'd ever baked. I had been a vegetarian for 14 years and had recently started eating chicken again. And my family trusted me enough to agree to have dinner at my place. And I didn't want to disappoint them. I asked a friend for ideas and suggestions on baking the bird, and I ended up stuffing it with celery, onions, and a host of seasonings, and put some butter inside the cavity and put it in a bag and popped it in the oven and hoped for the best. The two side dishes my family always expected me to make and asked me to make and bring to any family gathering that we had was the mac and cheese and a salad of some sort. I had transitioned during this period in my life, and I was starting to really look at gluten-free diets, and I wanted to try a gluten-free mac and cheese and make my favorite vegetarian recipe that I had gotten from my aunt, which was made out of walnuts and oatmeal. It looked like meatballs when it was all said and done, and I decided I was going to go big for this Thanksgiving gathering, or I was going to fail big time. And I knew my family were bringing their favorite side dishes, and we'd have something to eat, but I didn't want to let them down. In our family, we're not afraid to be honest and open, so I had no fear if they didn't like it, they wouldn't eat it. I knew that much. And everybody arrived with their favorite side dishes. We prepared the table, and once we blessed the food, and for me, it was a moment of truth. I had put my heart and my soul into preparing this meal, and I didn't want to let them down. Now, my brother, the diehard meat eater, started carving the turkey. And when he picked up the turkey leg, the bone just came right out of the turkey. And he was like, wow, this is a good sign. And I'm thinking it must be tender. Well, long story short, we all ate, and we were all really satisfied with the food. It was really good. And my brother is most critical. It was only after he asked for more of the meatless meatballs and gravy that I confessed preparing a healthy version of my traditional mac and cheese. The two dishes looked exactly the same. There was no leftovers at the end of the day, and there couldn't have been a bigger difference in the way the two dishes taste. We all laughed about it and enjoyed ourselves that holiday that I'll never forget. So, getting your family's approval can be approached in a few different ways. I wouldn't suggest that you do what I did, but I do want to share with you some thoughtful options in bringing forth a healthier alternative and in introducing it to your family for approval. I would say it is a good idea to communicate with them, share the fact that you have started a healthy journey and you would like to offer a healthier option. And so it could be as simple as, say, for instance, they like roasted squash, but maybe they put sugar on it or heavy creams in it. You can really emphasize the fact that you're going to make it a different way, really showcasing the rich flavors, how easy it is to cook, and you want to point out any nutritional values without the heavy creams or sugars by just adding a little butter and maybe some Ceylon cinnamon. You also, and this is really important, want to make it flavorful. Any dish that you make, I don't care if it's healthy, a healthy alternative or a traditional dish, if it's not packed with flavor, they're not going to like it. Use herbs and spices and cooking techniques like roasting to bring out the natural deliciousness of the ingredients, whatever it is you're making, and involve your family. Sometimes talking to them ahead of time and getting them involved in the cooking process can help more in them being invested in the dish itself and the likelihood of them enjoying it even more. But what I did is a good idea, and that is to introduce a new dish alongside a traditional dish. And that way, your family members can try a healthier option without feeling like they're missing out on anything that they have been familiar with or one of their beloved holiday staples. And serve the dish, any dish, especially a new dish that you're offering for a family gathering, in a familiar way. So it could be in a familiar dish. It could look the same. Let's say they love mashed potatoes, for instance. You can serve a similar mashed cauliflower and make it appealing. Give them an option to try something different. And always frame your dishes as a new tradition. And that can be an effective way of getting them to open up to the idea of trying something new. And so that you want to emphasize the fact that you're not replacing something that's a favorite standby, but you're adding richness and new ideas to your family's culinary traditions. And sample the foods before you presented. I had spent months making the walnut oatmeal patties that look like meatballs and gravy. And so it's important that you spend time ahead of time preparing, tweaking, and fine-tuning a dish so that it's flavorful and that you like it before you introduce it to someone else in your family to eat. And compliment any family member that try the new dish, because if you're excited about it, if you like it, it makes it easier for them to enjoy it, to see how excited you are about something that you're sharing with the family. And there's always going to be someone that may resist the change. So during the holidays, be understanding of anyone that is not adventurous enough to try something new. And just make sure that if you're hosting the dinner, that you are having some traditional standbys as well as a few new ideas that you can introduce into the family that are a bit healthier. And remember, it's not about making your family members feel like they're missing out on something or being deprived of their favorite foods. It's more about just offering delicious alternatives that they can enjoy alongside their traditional dishes. And you will find that they'll be more accepting to experiment, to try, and to give you feedback on the new alternatives that you share with the family. So I hope that helps and you have a wonderful holiday. I'm Cynthia, and I know that you want to live a healthier lifestyle. So again, reach out to me, let me know who you are, and I'll show you how I can help you. If this is something that really resonates with you and you're ready to implement in your home, connect with me by clicking the link below, support@startlivingsustainable.com. Again, reach out to me at support@startlivingsustainable.com. Let's talk about a plan that's personalized just for you so that you can begin your wellness journey before the new year. You know, this is a plan that is totally in line with your faith-driven values. I want to thank you for listening and have a happy Thanksgiving. I look forward to you joining me next week for more tips and strategies to serve you up this holiday season. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.